Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Remain exactly where you are. Make no move until you are ordered.
That sound from the fictional world of 1984, George Orwell's best-selling novel turned motion picture, in which a dystopian government rules the masses by watching their every move on security cameras. While hyperbolistic, Orwell accurately predicted that police would turn to surveillance to help keep an eye on things. Today, we'll take an in-depth look at one such method that police in Charlotte and in other cities are using. That's ahead on FAQ City. Let's start today at the Scaly Bark Light Rail parking lot down in South Charlotte. And it's here that I meet our question asker.
My name is Mark Blanco. I'm a resident of Charlotte. And I've been wondering about these towers that the CMPD puts up in parking lots and stuff.
And there's one right here before us, parked in the back of the light rail lot. But it's in a lowered position, and we're pretty sure no one's inside. Still, it's pretty conspicuous.
I mean, it almost looks like a little bit of a carnival ride or something. It's like a little box that kind of goes up like on a scissor jack, maybe 20 feet or so in the air. And it looks like there could be somebody in it, but you don't know. There's like blacked out windows. And I'm just curious what they are. I just don't know what they're there for.
Mark does have some theories. He says when he's driving around and he spots one,
and it's just something you just notice as you're driving, hey, there's one of those things.
And he'll think, maybe there's an event happening nearby, or maybe the police are trying to scare off would-be criminals. Both are very plausible. And is there really anyone up there, or is the tower just an empty scarecrow? Well, CMPD says it has 7 of these mobile towers, and they get moved around the city throughout the year. We asked, and CMPD did not want to talk on the record about the specifics. But through some other interviews, as well as public records and news clippings, I think we can piece together a pretty good answer to Mark's conundrum. First, let's bring in an expert who can give us a bit of history.
Yeah, I'm Howard Schemmer. I work for FLIR Systems, and I've been selling SkyWatch now. Oh gosh, it's almost over 16 years now.
Schemmer is a police tower salesman, and his company, FLIR, is the only company that manufactures these towers. In the biz, they're called SkyWatch towers. Remember that. Schemmer says originally the towers were created not for law enforcement, but actually for hunters.
When we go to trade shows, the show SkyWatch, a lot of people come up to me and say, wow, that looks like a real good deer stand. And so I have to explain to them, it's funny you should say that, because that's how we started our company, building deer stands for handicapped hunters.
Wheelchairs could roll onto the platform, then the machine would hoist the hunters up into the trees.
Basically, we sold a lot of, wounded veterans and veteran groups as well. And then about 1995, 96, someone said, you could be doing a little bit more with that.
They looked at the design and thought, huh. Yeah. They widened the platform, added tinted windows, and began marketing them to law enforcement for crowd control. And it didn't take long for a police department to bite.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the opening ceremony of the Games of the 26th Olympiad.
And ended up actually selling a unit for the Olympics in 1996 here in Atlanta that actually Atlanta PD actually still uses.
That was the first time SkyWatch rolled out into the public safety arena. And ever since then, the towers have gradually grown in popularity among law enforcement and even the military. So that's where the towers come from. Why then do law enforcement find SkyWatch towers appealing? Well, there's the obvious. They provide a high vantage point. And just like when you're buying a car, every tower has add-on features that police can pay extra for to suit their needs. Schammer says every tower comes with standard features like heating and air conditioning, tinted windows, and then you can add roof-mounted spotlights, movable cameras, and even thermal imaging that lets you see a person's body heat through a car or even on the other side of a wall. And every unit can lower in 90 seconds in case you need the bathroom. The selling price ranges from $125,000 to upwards of $150,000, depending on additional features. Schammer says one of the biggest selling points is still the black-tinted limousine windows, which allow police to raise the towers without anyone inside, kind of like when police park an empty cruiser by the side of the road.
We never tell them not to be in it, but they can do that. I guess that's the best way to answer that question.
CMPD purchased its first Skywatch in 2007. This was when the department was buying a lot of new equipment. It was the same year they purchased their first Segways, and the year before that, CMPD bought its first Stingray device, which can track the general location of people's cell phones. I went back through city council meetings at the time, wondering if that first Skywatch purchase generated any discussion or controversy. The answer, not really. Here's the sound of city council giving their approval to the purchase.
All right, is there a motion for all those, including those removed?
Motion. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And let me go through my paperwork here.
That's it. No public discussion, no debate among council members, though CMPD might have discussed it with council in a committee. Whatever the reason why CMPD purchased the tower, they must have found it useful because they purchased six more in the years since. Now that the towers have been in Charlotte for more than a decade, what does the public think? And are they actually effective? Stay with us. That's up after the break. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you that if you've been thinking about sending us your podcast idea, you've only got until the 27th of January to get your idea in. That's right, don't miss your chance to finally turn that podcast idea into a reality. Is it cooking, style, is it quirky or serious? Whatever it is, get your idea into the Queen City PodQuest, and you could get a cash prize or a bucket load of resources and help to get that podcast started. Learn more at wfae.org/QueenCityPodQuest. And stay tuned. We're coming right back to the story. We're back and looking at mobile police towers around Charlotte, where they came from, what they're used for. And as we already learned, the towers can be used for crowd control. And CMPD and many other police departments have also found another use for the Skywatch towers, crime deterrence. Maybe you've already had that thought. Again, CMPD did not want to talk specifics, but we know the towers have popped up outside Walmarts, malls, and shopping centers. Sometimes CMPD will place them in areas following a high-profile crime that makes the news.
A CMPD tower now keeping a watchful eye on the Charlotte Premium Outlets after an attack in the parking lot.
Police tower high above Charlotte's Montford area.
It comes after a couple on their first date was robbed at gunpoint in the parking lot of Park Lanes in early December.
And then sometimes police will crunch the numbers and put the towers in areas that are experiencing jumps in crimes or 911 calls. Now, we don't really know how effective the towers are at deterring would-be criminals. There's no recent research or peer-reviewed studies. So the best we can rely on is anecdotal evidence. That led me to a locally owned pool hall, Elizabeth Billiards, located in a shopping center off Central Avenue. That's where a police tower has been stationed in the past.
That tower pops in and out a couple times a year.
That's Dean Baskin, the general manager. He also happens to be with the Plaza Midwood Neighborhood Safety Group. I asked whether he thinks the towers have any effect.
I mean, people talk about them when they're around, so I'm assuming that if the people that aren't committing crimes are talking about them, so are the people that are committing crimes, you know what I mean? If you see a tower, I would imagine everybody straightens up a little bit.
He says he doesn't sense any drastic changes in crime when the towers are up versus when they aren't. But maybe the effect is more psychological, something to make people think twice and be aware. Hey, the police are watching. So Mark's initial guesses were pretty much right. The Skywatch towers, first created as a tool for handicap hunters, are now used by nearly 200 police departments around the world for both crowd surveillance and control, and as a crime deterrent. and we didn't even get into actually catching people on camera stealing cars or committing other crimes. Also, it's not just police departments that have found them useful. The Charlotte Area Transit System and UNC Charlotte also have them. The military and even FedEx also uses them for security. So the next time you spot one out in public, or in the background on TV at the Super Bowl, or Times Square on New Year's Eve, now you'll know what they're there for. That's all for this week. Thanks to our question asker Mark and to FLIR Systems for sharing Howard Schemmer with us. You can check out more of our past questions and answers at wfae.org/FAQCity, or find us on Spotify, the NPR One app, and Apple Podcasts. And I'm on the lookout for your questions. Whatever you're curious about, send it to wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may just search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Della Canale.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.